Okay. So yeah, like I said, the tzaddikim have told us that the parashiyot that we read on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, have much to do and are very, very much related to the time period that we find ourselves in. So during these weeks, in the month of Elul, the parashiyot that we're reading during the month of Elul, and also during the Yamim Noraim, around Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, have so much to do with the message of the Yamim Noraim, which is self-introspection, which is perfecting our midot, fixing them, so on and so forth. So, just for example, the last week's parasha was Parashat Shoftim. So Shoftim, the parasha begins by telling us, Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha bechol she'arecha. You should place for yourself judges and a police force. And from here you see, guys, by the way, from here you see that that the Torah is pro law enforcement, right? So you do see that over here, but not to get into that once again. But shoftim v'shotrim, so place for you judges and people to enforce the law of the judges, bechol she'arecha, in all of your gates. Meaning in every area that you live in, make sure that there are judges, there's law enforcement, there's justice, and so on and so forth. So a lot of the Sfarim told us that there are a lot of things that are hinted to in this parasha, Parashat Shoftim, specifically in this verse, in this pasuk. Okay? Place for yourself judges and officers. What do they say? They say that this means a person needs to place onto himself a shofet, a judge. You have to always be judging yourself, always be questioning, what am I doing right now? Am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right thing? Always be thinking about what your actions are causing. And to always reflect in your actions and ask yourself if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing or not. Judge yourself. You should always be judging yourself. I always be doing something that's called cheshbon ha-nefesh. Cheshbon ha-nefesh means self-introspection. Cheshbon ha-nefesh means thinking about your actions and your soul and whether it's in a good place, it's in the place that it's supposed to be in or not. You should know that the Breslov Hasidim are very, very good at this. They have what's called hitbodedut. Hitbodedut is you know, basically isolating yourself. You know, it's translated into meditation, but it's really not meditation. That's just the closest word in English to it. But it's really not meditation. What it is that you basically isolate yourself and you talk to God. You talk to God. You express yourself. You talk. Just talk. And sometimes, you know, I remember when I was in Tzfat, you know, there's a big forest in Tzfat. And you guys know that all the Breslov Hasidim love going to Tzfat. So in this big forest, I remember hearing like people just screaming on the top of their lungs. What are they screaming about? So that is one of the things that they do during Hitbodedut. They want to express themselves and express what they're going through in a way that doesn't even include words. It's a very, very powerful expression. It doesn't even include words. So anyways, that's the Breslov Hasidim. But Breslov Hasidim do that. But there's something that's called Cheshbon HaNefesh, something that's a little different. It's a little different. And that is taking time, isolating yourself, and just thinking about your actions. Thinking and pondering, you know, where am I? What are my strong points? What are my weak points? How can I work on my weak points? How can I reinforce my strong points? Right? Did I hurt anyone's feelings this week? Maybe I should go and apologize. I should ask forgiveness. You know, should I be trying harder to learn? Should I be waking up a little earlier? Should I be going to sleep a little later so that I could learn at night? Whatever it may be, every person has to do what's called cheshbon ha-nefesh, self-introspection, on a constant basis. The tzaddikim say you should try to do this on a daily basis. So once again, shoftim. You should place for yourself shoftim, judges. And v'shotrim, shotrim officers, law enforcement. Meaning, law enforcement, they don't make up the law. What they do is they try to enforce the law. That's what law enforcement, that's what the name is, law enforcement. They try to enforce the law that was given down to them. You can't argue a law with the police officer. He didn't make it up, right? You can't argue the law with him. The law is the law. They're just trying to enforce it. So the same thing over here. The law is the law. Hashem's law is Hashem's law. We need to try to enforce Hashem's law onto us and into our lives. That's what it means, shoftim v'shotrim. And then it says, titen lecha b'chol she'arecha. You should place for yourself in all of your gates. What does it mean, all of your gates? In all of the midot that you have, all the character traits that you have, you should be thinking about it. You should be judging yourself, constantly asking yourself, am I doing it right? Is this character trait, is it on par with what I'm supposed to be doing? So on and so forth. That's something that a person should always be thinking about. That's last week's parasha. What about this week's parasha? So for all those who don't know, this week's parasha is Parashat Ki Tetze. Okay? We're nearing the end of Sefer Devarim, and we're nearing the end of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. We're up to Parashat Ki Tetze. So the parasha begins, we're going to start reading from now so you could start following, okay? The parasha begins, just want to make sure that everyone can see it, yeah? So we're in the Tiferet Shlomo, the first piece, yes. Yeah, I'm recording it on my phone, thank you. It's on a separate thing, I'm not recording it through Zoom. I'm recording it from my phone. No problem. Thank you so much. Can everyone see the page on the screen? Yeah, excellent. So once again, this is the Sefer called Tiferet Shlomo, or his name is Rav Shlomo from Radomsk, the Radomsk Rav. And it's the first piece on Parashat Ki Tetze. So here we are in the beginning. Okay, follow along. So the parasha begins like this. Ki tetze lamilchama al oyvecha. When you will go out to war against your enemies. Untano Hashem elokecha biyadecha. And Hashem will place those enemies in your hands. Veshavita shivyo. And then you will take captives among your enemies. Meaning you will take some captives from the enemies that you have just defeated. Okay? Hanira li leramez. Okay? So, says the Tiferet Shlomo, I want to hint something in these words. This is not the simple understanding of the Pasuk. Right away he tells us that. It's a hint. We know that every part of the Torah could be understood on four different levels. It's called Pardes. Pardes stands for Pei, Resh, Dalid, and Samech. Pei stands for Pshat. Pshat means the simple understanding of the Pasuk, the literal translation, what the Pasuk really means. Resh is Remez, a hint, a nice hint, which is what he's about to show us right now. Something that's hinted to in the Pasuk. Okay? Dalid is the next one, is Drush. Something that is learned out of the Pasuk. It's not the explanation or the translation of the Pasuk, but something that's learned out of it. Very often we have that in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk and then learns something out of it. And then we have Sod. Sod is the Kabbalistic reasoning and explanation behind it. So those are four different ways to understand each and every single Pasuk in the Torah. So he's telling us, I want to hint something in these words. Something is hinted to. So he says, So although the Pasuk is talking about a war that you're waging against your enemies, physical enemies, he says, no, what's hinted to in this Pasuk is the war that you're waging against your Yetzer Hara. Ma she'anu ro'im ki yesh anshei ma'aseh ha'osim milchama be'itzram. Because there are people who always wage a war against their Yetzer Hara. U'menatzchin oto. And they defeat their Yetzer Hara. Ve'achar kach. And then what happens is something unbelievable. Ve'achar kach. Be'ezu yamim. After a couple of days. Holech u'mitgaber alehem. The Yetzer Hara comes back after a couple of days. He thought he got rid of the Yetzer Hara. It comes back a couple of days later and just blindsides him and overpowers him. Utzrichim la'aroch od negdo milchama mechadash. And you need to what? What do you need to do at that point? You need to what? right again, press the restart button and start your war once again with the Yetzer Hara in that specific area. Uve'emet hu tmiya gedola. And truthfully, this is a very, very big wonder. Just so everyone sees where we are, I'm going to highlight it right over here. Uve'emet hu tmiya gedola. It's a big wonder be'enehem, in their eyes. Maze ve'al maze. What's going on over here? Halo kvar arachnu milchama. We already waged war against the Yetzirah. V'kavashnu oto. And we defeated him. We overcame our temptation to do whatever it was. V'haya ole biadam, bedatam, kidai lahem beze. And they thought, their naive brain told them that hey, that's it. We're done. We won. V'ata hine, hu ha-yetzer mitgaber kenegdam. And now the Yetzer is once again, it came back and is over and is dominating him. One second, let me just finish the period. Umayye besofam. And what's going to be at the end? Alze ba ha-Torah l'ramez. So right after Gilad's question, we're going to explain how this is hinted to. This whole concept is hinted to in the pasuk. Go ahead, Gilad. So explains that Tiferet Shlomo, Rav Shlomo from Adamski, says like this. This is exactly what the pasuk is coming to tell us, coming to hint to us. Ki tetzeh lamilchama, when you will go out to war, right? What does that mean? Hainu sheikar yitziatcha leze haolam hu rak leman hayot lecha milchama kol yimei chayecha ulekach notzarta. When you will go out to war, what does that mean? When you will go out to war, it means not when, that maybe it's going to happen, maybe it's not going to happen. It means that it's for sure going to happen. You're for sure going to go out to war against your enemy, meaning the Yetzer Hara. Because that's what you were brought in this world to do. This is your goal in this world. Your goal in this world is to be at a constant battle with your Yetzer Hara. V'zeh she'amar be'Yaakov Avinu, this is what it says about Yaakov, something that I always wondered about, but he explains it so beautifully. That after Yaakov, you know, gave birth to all of his children, so the pasuk says, and he returned to his father's land. He returned to Eretz Yisrael. So what it says, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megure aviv be'eretz Kanan. Yaakov went and he returned to his hometown. He had all of his kids. He made his money at Lavan's house. He made a lot of money, and he had 12 beautiful children. Right? And Dina and a girl. And not only that, according to some of Farshim, every Shevet also had a twin. So really he had 24 children. Whatever. But the point over here is that Yaakov was in a really good zone right now. And it says, Vayeshev Yaakov, and he went to go settle back in his hometown. He wanted to go retire. He made his money. He wanted to go buy a condo in a villa in Miami, in Boca. Now where's Ellie? Ellie, you're here? So he wanted to go and retire, just like every Jew wants to retire. He wanted to retire in Florida. Every Jew from New York wants to retire in Florida, right? That's what he wanted to do. Well, what happened then? You want to chill in this world? And Hashem told him, no way. This world is not meant to chill out. It's not meant to relax. That's not the purpose of this world. So moving on. It says, so Rashi says, Bikesh Yaakov leshe b'shalva. Rashi tells us over there that Yaakov wanted to rest in peace, not rest in peace like to die, but he wanted to chill, he wanted to relax, he wanted to settle in peace, in serenity. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, Lo dayan la tzadikim, ma shemetukan lehem l'olam haba. It's not enough that in olam haba, for all tzaddikim like you, Yaakov, like you, it's not enough that in Olam Haba you're going to rest and you're going to have peace and quiet. In Olam Hazeh you also want it. That's not the purpose of this world. And then immediately afterwards, what happened? The whole episode with Yosef and the brothers. That Yosef and the brothers got into that fight, and the Mechirat Yosef, then he was sold to Mitzrayim, and basically for basically the rest of Yaakov's life, you know, for the next tens of years, Yaakov was suffering a lot. Obviously, the end of his life when he was in Mitzrayim and he settled there, you know, it was good for him. But the next, you know, many years, he went back to suffering once again. Hashem told him, no, it doesn't work like that. This world is not meant to chill. Perush, so he explains, ki be'emet Yaakov haya mitaken le'olam haba chelko. Yaakov was trying to live a life similar to the way he would be living in Olam Haba. Ach od et lazeh. But however, Hashem told him, no. There's still time. Od lazeh mamea ba'olam hazeh mechayim chiyuto. Right? There's still time for you to live in this world. V'kasher yigamer letaken kol inyan milchemet hayetzer ha'echrech listalek me'olam hazeh. And when the time will come that you will be finished fixing yourself and being mitaken, completing who you are as a person and overcoming the yetzer hara once and for all, then you will not have any purpose or mission in this world anymore. And then you will immediately go on to the next world. The idea is that as long as we are here on this world, we are here to work. We are here to fight. We are here to struggle. Because that's what makes us stronger, and that's what's going to help us reach perfection. As it says, Adam le'amal yulad. A person is born to work. A person is born to work and to struggle. If you're sitting back on your couch your entire life with no struggle at all, you're missing the whole point of life. You're missing out on what life is all about. You're completely missing out. Missing the point. Missing the boat. Continues, Ve'al yedei ze shekafatz alav rugzo shel Yosef. And through this, the entire episode, the struggle with Yosef happened. Ve'haya me'atzorech la'aroch od milchemet hayetzer mechadash. And now, he said, I thought I was done with my yetzer hara. I gotta fight another battle with my Yitzhara now. Now I actually need to stay in this world a little longer. And he's gonna go on to give a few other examples in Tanakh of when this happened. But the idea is, guys, that you know this world, this is exactly opposite the mentality that exists today in the world. What's the mentality that exists today in the world? The mentality is that, you know, someone once told me something very smart. Someone once said, you want to be rich? I said, yeah, why not? Doesn't hurt to be rich. He said, invent something that will help Americans be lazier than the way they are right now. Help Americans, help the world be lazier than they already are, and you'll be rich. Think about it. How many of the new inventions, they're unbelievable, but they make life so much easier for us. It's so easy. Waze, it's so easy. You know, I got so used to it, I don't even drive my car anywhere without putting on Waze. Why do I even need to think about directions anymore? It's there. You have a question about something, anything, literally anything. As Rabbi Eliyahu Ben Chaim always says, he says in Hebrew, Tish'al et Rabbi Google. Go and ask Rabbi Google. Or if it's something that has to do with medicine, he says, Tish'al et Dr. Google. Go and ask Dr. Google. Google has the answers to anything. In an instant, you'll have an answer. A clear answer. And very often, the correct and accurate answer. What do you need to study for tests anymore? What, to retain the information? To remember everything? What do you need to remember everything for? Whenever you need to know this fact, have your phone with you, just type it into Google, and you'll get your answer in an instant. What do you need to work hard for? The problem with that is, and Baruch Hashem, it's good, it's convenient, life is progressing, and the world is progressing into a to a much more technologically savvy place, and it's helping us do things. And in medicine, of course, you know, all the new, you know, medicine, advances in medicine that have come up over recent years, it's really unbelievable. Really unbelievable. However, when we think about it, think about that mentality when it has to do with Judaism and when it has to do with fixing your midot, tikkun midot, it doesn't really go hand in hand with that. You can't just fix yourself in an instant. There's no such thing as a quick fix like there is when it comes to technology and social media. You know, Rav Yisrael Salanter, the famous Rav Yisrael Salanter, who lived in the early 1900s, he said that it's easier to finish Shas, Gemara, 10 times than to break one bad habit. You know what that means? To finish Shas? You know how hard it is to finish Shas? I'm in my first cycle of Daf Yomi. Every day I'm doing one Daf. You know how hard it is? It's hard. Every day, every morning I wake up and I do one Daf. It's not easy. Very, very hard. To finish Shas in 7.5 years, Be'ezrat Hashem, I'm going to finish Shas. 7.5 years! He said, that's easier, that's piece of cake. Piece of cake, that's easy. Go and break one bad habit. Not just to avoid a bad habit, not just to, you know, to hold back from doing it one time. Break it. Says you saw Salanter, go try doing it. You won't be able to, it won't be so easy. That's how difficult it is. But this world is causing us to be very lazy, very easygoing. And that's the problem. So one thing, and then he goes on, I don't know if I want to do all of this right now, but he goes on to explain there were different examples of this in Tanakh. One of them had to do with David HaMelech. David HaMelech, he wanted to, he was ready to rest. He was ready, you know, he was totally fine. He was good. He defeated his Yetzer Hara. He defeated Yetzer Hara, David HaMelech. But what happened was that they brought him another wife. And why did they do that? Because they didn't want him to leave the world. Because if they knew that if he defeated his Yetzer Hara, he would have to leave the world. They brought him another wife and aroused his Yetzer Hara again. And there's a very, very deep insight on that episode. We're not going to go into it so much right now. But moving further, yes. There are only 4 people in history that died without sin. They died without sin. They came in contact with the Yetzer Hara and they overcame it every single time. That's those 4 people. However, is that what we're striving to get to? That's a little unrealistic. And that's not what Hashem wants from us. What Hashem wants from us is to struggle. Hashem understands that there are certain things that we're born with that make life very difficult for us, make certain mitzvot very difficult for us, make certain averot very hard to hold back from. That's how we were created. And it's understood that you're going to slip a few times. That's understood. But are you struggling to fix that? Are you struggling? Are you working hard to try to break those habits? That's what Hashem wants to see. Are you struggling to break those habits? Struggle, struggle, work hard. And working hard, struggling means there are going to be ups and downs. It's a war. A war means that there are going to be casualties. That sometimes you're going to lose some battles. Sometimes you're going to win battles, sometimes you're going to lose battles. That's what a war is. A war means that you're fighting, you're struggling with the ultimate goal of defeating the enemy. So let's go on now at the end over here, where he says, "Vizeh inyan." So he says, "Vizeh inyan smichat haparashiyot." This is why the parashiyot are connected. Which ones? The ones Kitetzeh and Shoftim, last week's parasha. The last week's parasha ends by saying Shemesayim, the parashat Shoftim. What does it say? Ki taaseh hayashar b'nei Hashem, because you will do the right thing. Go in the straight path in Hashem's eyes. Umatchil, and then immediately, it starts off with this week's parasha, it goes on, transitions into this week's parasha. Ki tetzeh l'milchama, when you go out to war against your Yetzer Hara, he says like this, Ki zehu aderech hayashar b'nei Hashem. He says, last week's parasha said you should do the right thing in Hashem's eyes. How do you do the right thing in Hashem's eyes? I'll tell you how. Go to the next words, next few words in the Torah, which is on to the next parasha, which says, Ki tetzeh l'milchama. Ki zehu aderech hayashar b'nei Hashem. Sheye le'adam tamid milchemet hayetzer kol yemei chayav, ki lekach notzarta. The way of Hashem, Ratzon Hashem, is what? Is that you will always have a milchama, a war, with your Yetzara, as long as you're on this world. You will always have it. Because that's why you were created. You're created to fight. You're created to struggle with the Yetzara. V'zeh perush, and this is the perush, this is what it means when it says, ki ta'aseh, b'zeh ratzon, v'hayashar b'nei Hashem, ki tetzeh l'milchama, liot l'cha milchamat hayetzer. That you want to know, you want to go and do the thing that is right in Hashem's eyes, to go in the straight path, ki tetzeh l'milchama lo yivecha. Go out to war with Yetzer Hara. Don't try to avoid it, the inevitable. Fight your Yetzer Hara, fight him, and struggle with him. Make him bleed, throw him a few punches. You're going to take a few punches too, but that's okay. Get right back up and continue fighting. One of my favorite quotes, I always say this, one of my favorite quotes from movies, I don't really watch movies anymore, but one of my favorite quotes from movies is a quote from Rocky 6. Anyone ever watch the Rocky movies? Anyone? So good. It's one of the most inspiring movies I've ever seen. And something unbelievable. But Rocky says like this. Basically the context of the thing is that in Rocky 6, he basically came out of retirement. He was like 50, 60 years old in the movie. Came out of retirement to go and fight like the current lead boxer. Okay, imagine a guy who is a has-been, and he's 50 years old, you know, and he goes and he was challenged by the current heavyweight champion. Okay, so his son said to him, Dad, how is it that, you know, you've won so many of these battles against your opponents, you were never bigger than them, you were never stronger than them, so on and so forth. And he said like this, such an amazing quote. The quote means so much to me because it's really a pasuk in Tehillim. I'll explain to you. So he said like this. He said, but it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. So, truthfully, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, "Who's a tzaddik? Sheva yipol tzaddik vekam. Seven times will a tzaddik fall, but then get back up." You're going to fall in life. Tzaddikim fall. Moshe Rabbeinu fell. David HaMelech fell. Aaron HaKohen fell. They fell. They sinned. But what did they do afterwards? What did they do as a reaction to that sin? They got back up and they continued fighting. Continued fighting the Yetzirah. They didn't let that bury them. Didn't let that bury them. It made them stronger and they continued forward. There's another quote I always use. This is, Justin is going to like this one. Okay? This is Michael Jordan's speech, his Hall of Fame speech. Alright, his speech that he gave when he got into the Hall of Fame. And so mechazek. And he said like this: "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed. Because of his failures made him strong. Because he fell." Rabotai, that's what we're talking about over here. Ki tetze lamilchama, Hashem wants us to fight. To fight. It's about the fight. It's about the struggle. It's about the effort that we're putting in on a daily basis. It's about that struggle that we have every morning to wake up and get out of bed. It's about that struggle that we have every day, whether it means, you know, to put a few extra moments of learning, even though we're not in the mood to. It's that struggle that we have of not getting angry at that sibling, or not getting angry at the parent, or not getting angry at our friend. It's that struggle, and it's not easy. It's not meant to be easy. You were put on this world to fight. That's the point of this world. And that is the explanation of this week's parasha, the beginning of this week's parasha. Ki tetze lamilchama al oyvecha, when you go out to war against your yetzer hara, to understand that it's not an if, it's a when. It's going to happen. You're on this world to fight. And once that fight is over, once you've defeated your yetzer hara, your time in this world has expired. So take advantage of that time that you have in this world. And that's the connection between these parashiyot and the time period that we're in right now. We're trying to perfect ourselves, trying to complete our neshamot, trying to make sure that we get rid of all the bad attributes that we have, or trying our best to control them so that we could approach the holy, holy, holy day of Rosh Hashanah and immediately afterwards Yom Kippur, and be judged in a favorable way, and we should have a blessed and sweet year for us and for all of our family members. Would love to hear comments, questions.